It's the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.
We're joined today by David Ansara. He is the CEO of the Free Market Foundation. They've been involved in a roadshow up and down the Cape Coast for the past week. David, it's in the build-up to a launch called Campaign for Home Rule, which will take place in Cape Town. What's it all about?
The Campaign for Home Rule is a campaign to decentralize governance in South Africa. We believe, as the Free Market Foundation, that the current constitutional structure in terms of our governance framework enables more federalism to be implemented. So the Free Market Foundation, just a bit of background, we're a classical liberal think tank. So we believe that individual rights should be strengthened. We believe that individuals in society should be sovereign over their own lives. We believe in private property rights, the rule of law, and a free market economy. And that principle of limited government is also something that we believe in very strongly. And that means that the government should be small, it should be lean, and should not unduly restrict people's activities or overregulate or interfere in people's lives. So what our diagnosis of the current situation is that South Africa is suffering from high degrees of political concentration in the center, in Pretoria. And that means that politicians and bureaucrats, often thousands of kilometers away from the people that they govern, are really unaccountable. The decisions that they make often favor their own narrow self-interest rather than the interests of the country. And we want to flip that around. We want communities, individuals, businesses, municipalities, and provinces that are well-meaning and well-run in charge of their own affairs and to have more power rather than less.
You're not aligned to any political party.
No, we're not. We are an independent, non-profit think tank. So we are not associated with any political party, but we have a very keen interest in maximizing liberty in South Africa. So any organization, whether that's a political organization or a civil society group that shares our mission or aligns with our values, we will work with them constructively and engage with them. That independence is very important because our politics, as you know, in South Africa is very fluid at the moment. And there are lots of different interests jockeying for power. We spend a lot of time researching and understanding the current political economy and the various trends in the country and putting forward our own proposals, which we think will really help to increase human flourishing and prosperity in South Africa.
Now, I would imagine, given your goals of leaner government, that government itself is not going to be completely in favor of all the aims and ambitions that you have.
Well, yes, the central government in Pretoria is informed and guided by essentially a socialist doctrine. The National Democratic Revolution is what informs the policy positions of the ANC and its tripartite partners, COSATU and the South African Communist Party. That ideology goes all the way back to the Cold War years when the ANC was in exile and has aligned itself with the Soviet Union. So even though the Berlin Wall fell in 1989 and communism collapsed, the ANC still retained its commitment to that ideology. And what that means is that it has a natural inclination towards centralizing power. There's this kind of command and control philosophy, and that the state should be the leading actor in the social system, and that capturing the levers of power is very important for advancing your political agenda and pursuing policies like redistribution and expropriation without compensation. We are very concerned by this attack on private property rights through EWC, for example. We believe that that's going to really undermine growth and prosperity in the country. But, you know, our message on this campaign for home rule is also directed at opposition-led governments, whether that's DA, majority municipalities, or coalition governments. And we've been on this tour from Nelson Mandela Bay down through into the Western Cape, Plett, Knysna, George, Mossel Bay. I'm speaking to you from Paarl right now, and we're on our way to Cape Town. That's the final stop. We're we will launch the campaign for home rule. And our message to some of these opposition-run governments is that actually they could be far more assertive in acquiring powers for benefiting the citizens that they represent. So if you consider one of the core obligations of the national government is to prevent criminality. So safety and security is really a key concern of the state, but it's failing in that basic mandate. And, you know, here in the Western Cape, in places like the Cape Flats, we have huge amounts of runaway crime. I mean, many, many people die every week through violent gun crime. And, you know, that is a very lamentable situation. And that you can draw very much, you can attribute that to the failure of the SAPS, which is really, really collapsing. And whether it's through active neglect or something more sinister, really the SAPS is not performing its basic function. And SAPS is controlled by Bheki Cele in Pretoria. And so he has his own motivations, his own interests. And, you know, why couldn't the Western Cape establish its own provincial police force? There's, you know, in the constitution, it says that the national government is responsible for national policing. But we see many metropolitan areas, cities having their own metro police. There are provincial traffic police, for example. Why not scale up some of those activities and finance and develop your own provincial policing? So the SAPS, for example, its detective capabilities and its forensics and ballistics investigation powers, for example, those are almost entirely absent in the Western Cape. So I think that there, and my colleagues, and we're on the road with our head of policy, Martin van Staden. He's authored this paper called Ask for Forgiveness, Not Permission. And we're handing that out to the various constituents that we're meeting. You know, the argument in that paper is do it yourself. Stop waiting for permission. Stop pleading for the central government to fix the problems that it itself created and start developing solutions and alternatives yourself. You know, the port in Cape Town is totally dysfunctional, and that is impacting on businesses around the Western Cape. Farmers can't get their goods to market. Importers can't bring manufactured goods into the country. And that's having a direct impact on the regional economy. And there is, in legal terms, this idea of the doctrine of necessity. So if you imagine that it's a hot day and you're at a shopping center and you see that somebody has locked their infant child in a car. And, you know, this child is clearly suffering and it's potentially, this is a life-threatening situation. So you take a brick and you break the window.
You take action.
You know, that is a necessary intervention. So you wouldn't say that breaking car windows, that would usually be a crime. But in this instance, necessity demands that you take action. So what we're arguing is this doctrine of necessity should apply to the provincial government as well. It should be saying we need to take over the control of this port because the national government is failing to uphold its basic mandate.
It's a very, very fine line to walk, and you come down to who gets to interpret what's necessary.
Yes, well, we're saying that the current interpretation has been a rather cordial and respectful one, where we have this division of powers between the provinces and the national government and the local government. And there's sort of a status quo, an acceptance that the national government has a certain line of authority. But what happens when the concomitant obligation of the national government to protect people's rights, to ensure that commerce flourishes, to protect private property rights. What happens when it fails in that obligation? I think it's incumbent on well-meaning, well-structured municipalities, but also business chambers, civil society groups, you know, local residents associations. I mean, we, you know, we're fortunate to miss the brunt of this major storm that has ripped through the Western Cape. And, you know, has there been any real disaster relief operations from the national government to come to the aid of the people of the Western Cape? No, it's been gift of the givers that's been doing much of the relief work. And I know who I would much rather have coming to my assistance if a big storm destroyed my home. It would definitely be Gift of the Givers and not the national government.
Understood. How are you going to measure the success of Campaign for Home Rule? Because as effective as you could hope to be, you're unlikely to effect any major change right now. Give us an idea of what you would regard as having been a successful campaign.
Well, there is a reason why we are running this campaign now on the eve of what is surely going to be a very consequential election on the 29th of May. This is the biggest election of a generation. So, you know, I think that given that the ANC is potentially going to lose its electoral majority, it's going to be casting around for coalition partners to keep it in government. And we are saying to whichever parties happen to find themselves in government, whether it's the multi-party charter or some other kind of coalition arrangement, or even a minority government, you could see, and we've been actively proposing this as the FMS, a confidence and supply arrangement where the opposition, for example, agrees to support the budget of an ANC government and votes in the president and so on, and doesn't participate in votes of no confidence, but does not join the government. There's been some rumors of the DA formally joining a coalition with the ANC, which, you know, we're a nonpartisan organization, but, you know, I think we have a few reservations about that just because that might mean that, you know, the strongest opposition would be kind of subsumed within the ANC. But, you know, regardless of what happens, we think that the current trends are going to continue, that there's going to be this ongoing deterioration, this rot emanating from the center. So, you know, even if there's a doomsday coalition, as John Steenhuisen has called it, if the EFF and the ANC get together, then that's going to, I think, hasten the need for the Western Cape to put some distance between itself and the central government. The central government is inflicting great harm and damage on the people of the Western Cape.
Last one for you, David. Reading between the lines, are you supporting Cape independence?
So that's been a question that we've been getting a lot from some of our constituents, Darren, and some of the people that we've been meeting here. And, you know, I think we're, as a classical liberal organization, we're very reluctant to call for revolution. You know, we study history a lot and we see that very radical, dramatic changes often lead to unintended consequences, and you see that around the world. So we generally are proponents of gradualism. But I think regardless of which side you sit on the debate of Cape independence, you should embrace federalism. So if you are a supporter of Cape independence, federalism is a way for you to get to that objective. So you need to build your own local capacity. You need your own structures and things like policing services and institutions that support commerce, etc. But if you're an opponent of Cape independence, you should also support federalism, because federalism is like a pressure release valve. I once went hiking in northern Spain through Basque country, and that was once a site of terrorist secessionist movements. The ETA was a very violent separatist group. But federalism has somewhat, you know, cooled the temperature there. And now you see the people of Basque country, they have their own train networks, they have their own policing authorities, etc. Their own language policies in schools. Languages, the Basque language is a very unique language. And that was throughout a history in Spain, where Franco, you know, a fascist leader who was very kind of strongly opposed, tried to wipe out the Basque language and culture. You know, you see Scottish independence calls devolution there, and autonomy has sort of been like a pressure release valve there. So, you know, regardless of where you sit on the Cape independence question, you should definitely embrace federalism one way or the other.
The CEO of the Free Market Foundation, David Ansara, thank you very much for joining us. Final question, just before you do leave us, what's the general reaction been like to your roadshow? It started off in Nelson Mandela Bay. You're in Paarl at the moment as you speak to us, and then you're wrapping up in Cape Town. What's the general reaction been like? Cool?
Warm? We've had a very, very warm reception from the people of the Eastern and Western Cape, Darren. It's been quite heartening. But I think what's been the greatest takeaway for us is that maybe the communities that we're speaking to are already ahead of the curve on this. There've been a number of local community safety initiatives, business chambers, people who are already taking steps to mitigate the effects of state failure themselves. I mean, in Nelson Mandela Bay, which has had some very well-documented problems, you see ratepayers getting together and forming special rating areas, SRAs, where they're then initiating community improvement. So, you know, installing lights and cameras, security cameras. And, you know, so people, I think, already recognize this and they want to preserve value in their society, their way of life, their assets, and they're committed to growing and prospering in this country. And you know, I think they're self-actualized agents. They recognize that nobody's coming to save them. They need to solve these problems themselves. So it's been really heartwarming for us to see those individuals really resonating with our message and doing it for themselves.
Discussing the Free Market Foundation's roadshow campaign for home rule today. David, all the best, and hopefully we catch up with you soon.
Yeah, looking forward to speaking again. Cheers, Darren. Thanks.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.